Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Ticket text, phone calls. Be honest with us. Are you more or less invested in college football? Playoff rankings came out. I know there were other things going on in the country. Did it register for you? Are you invested in college football late in the season as we get into playoff season? 248-539-9797. Texter says, NIL has killed my interest in the sport. John, do you see that? People you talk to?
I think there's a lot. There's a large part of that of trying to wrap their minds around college athletes being paid. And I don't necessarily know that it's sophomores, juniors, seniors, because eventually when you do something, yeah, you should be compensated. I have no problem with that. But it's the thought of enticing a high school senior to go to a team with millions of dollars before you even know if they're going to be any good at the next level. Yeah, some kids are projected to be great. 4 or 5 star. That's why they've earned those 4 and 5 stars. And you can debate whether the validity of 3, 4, 5 star. That's not the conversation. But before you've done anything, it's the same reason why the NFL went to a rookie salary cap. Because you had quarterbacks being drafted number one, number two, number three overall picks, regardless of a position, that were being paid more than guys that were Super Bowl winners, Pro Bowl, year in, year out, all pros, and yet you haven't done anything. So I think when they finally down the road tweak the quote unquote salary cap in college sports, it will be more acceptable. But that's part of what has turned a lot of people off is the pay for play when you haven't done anything.
Yeah, I think there are some people who don't like that the athletes get paid, but I think that's the small group of people. I think we've all accepted, and rightfully so, they're the product. They deserve to be paid and let the market dictate it. That's what NIL is all about. I think where people get frustrated is when NIL hurts the continuity of the roster. When guys, like even Michigan State fans, like when Marsh plays well, I see people saying, is he even going to be on the team next year? Is an SEC school going to do what they did and poach him away like Keon Coleman got poached away?
Yeah.
And I think that's maybe what's more frustrating. I don't think anybody has an issue with, I'm just going to use Marsh as an example, getting paid, even getting a raise. But the idea that you can't build a continuity, there's no continuous roster, there's no juniors that become seniors, sophomores that become juniors, you lose some of that. I understand that criticism of the sport right now. To me, though, it is a line in the con column, but there are way more pros with the direction of the sport. And I'd like to still address the NIL and clean it up, but I feel like all the other stuff has had me edge in my seat knowing that there's so many teams fighting for something this time of year. But not everybody sees it the same way. Ticket Texter says, this is just semi-pro football with a subpar product. It's not college football. I haven't watched a single game all year. I'm a lifelong college football fan, but the format in the playoff, the NIL and the portal have killed it for me.
Okay, everybody's going to have their issues with college football. Before it was, there were a lot of people that didn't like it, that the athletes were being taken advantage of. They weren't being paid. Universities, coaches, and part of it's transfer portal, part of it's NIL. Coaches could leave, but players were stuck. And then if they left, they had to sit out a year. All of those things have been removed. And now we have freedom of movement for the players. Players are being compensated but there's no uniformity in how they're being compensated. And I think as we go down this road that we're traveling down with specifically college football, there will be some things put in place. And I think the House settlement, which will go into effect July 1, will be the first step. And it's not the finished product, but it'll be the first step of getting to where it needs to be.
I think one thing that's bothering me this year is the unbalanced schedule. Like, I'm seeing Penn State and I'm looking for their big win, and I can't find it. Now, they passed the eye test because they could have won that game Saturday against Ohio State. They really could have, and they played them toe-to-toe. Ohio State was the better team. But, I mean, Penn State and Indiana, if Indiana loses Ohio State and that's their only loss, they get rewarded for not playing Oregon versus Georgia and Alabama are getting hurt for having to play each other.
So then the solution is going to be the thing everybody wanted to get rid of.
Yes. I actually think it is, the divisions have got to come back so you've got some sort of structured schedule, and then you rotate who you play on the other side equally. Like, I know in the past, Georgia and Alabama, it took them forever to play again because it wasn't a true schedule rotation. It needs to be like the NFL where you have a rotation of the other AFC teams, you know? You see what I'm saying? Because there's just – why does Penn State belong in the playoff? Who'd they beat?
Right, and I think some of this, too, is ironic. The Big Ten was actually set up to do true East and West after adding USC and Oregon and some heavy hitters from the West. They could have still done divisions.
Sure, they still could have done divisions. And when you have 18 teams and no divisions, you're going to have a logjam. Could have it in first place, could have it in second place. At some point, you're going to have a logjam, and it really only matters for first and second because first and second play in the championship game. Now, I think eventually, as we talk about going down this road of college football and where it eventually goes, I think the only answer is to have an NFL schedule. And if it's going to eventually be the top two, it's the SEC and the Big Ten. Do they end up going to 20 teams apiece, and then you have conferences and divisions in those conferences? Because, again, when it was the Big Ten and it was the true Big Ten, you're playing nine games. You're playing everybody in the conference.
You just can't do it anymore.
You can't do it with 18. It's impossible.
Texter say, I hate the playoff. I was a diehard college football fan. I haven't watched a minute. The heart is gone from the sport. Another person says the traditions are, they feel null and void right now.
All right. So I'm a big tradition guy. And there are some that I want to hold tight to. I just don't want to let go. But as everything evolves, make new traditions. Like, and it'll take time. This is the first year of the 12-team playoff. This is the first year of 18 teams in the Big Ten, 16 in the SEC. Start making some new traditions. In 20 years, we'll look back and say, you know what? It's probably the best move that college football made. You may look back and say this was the demise of college football, and look at where we are now.
Texter says, I don't understand people texting you guys saying they don't like the 12-team playoff. You get three times the drama. There's a fight for the top four for the bye. There's a fight for 5-8 to get home. And then there's also a fight to just get in. Yep. Like, it does keep more fighting for seeding and relevancy and all of it.
Well, and again, everybody was worried that if you lose a game, every game in the regular season prior to the 12-team playoff, like Ohio State, Penn State, Penn State's eliminated. I mean, in a previous life.
Yep.
And so, the stakes in last week's game weren't quite as high. But now Penn State's not eliminated. So you have another fan base that is still a part of the conversation going into the 12-team playoff and in the NFL. All right, we're talking about a no-loss team in Kansas City, one-loss team in Detroit. We're talking about three, five-loss teams. I don't think that there's a diminished interest in any single game of the NFL.
So you talk about lack of stakes and maybe Penn State, Ohio State didn't have it, but you know what does? LSU, Alabama this week.
Right.
Yeah, which ordinarily wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because last year, these are two lost teams. Neither of them has a chance to make the playoff. Now it's an elimination game. So suddenly we've added, instead of maybe one big game every 2 weeks, it's two or three big games every week. I mean, Georgia Ole Miss this week. Ole Miss has two losses. Old system, it's irrelevant. Now they're going to be rocking. It's a home game. If they beat Georgia, they can still vault themselves into maybe that final spot, and Georgia's all of a sudden sweating this. I like the 12-team playoff. I understand people's issue with NIL, and more specifically, I think the portal. I think NIL by itself with portal regulations would be easier to stomach.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
But the issue is, you fans can't have it both ways, right? It's, you know, you're looking at what Indiana is doing right now. Well, they have, what, 40 transfers on their roster in there, too deep?
Bunch of vets, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like all conference players.
And so it shows you that you can change your path, your course, your outcomes in year to year quicker now than you ever could in college football. So it's not just, oh, well, we need to get more in 4 or 5-star recruits, and hopefully in 2 years they develop, and now we're a good team again. You can do it instantly.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is I like freedom of movement. You only get 4 or 5 years in college. If you're unhappy, coaches can leave, players can leave. I also like players getting paid. I know that's something people are fighting about on the ticket text. I just, come on, guys, like, get with the times. Come on, there's billions in the sport. I think the combination of the two, transferring and NIL, has created some wild scenarios that have hurt continuity. Is there a way to allow for both, but to put some guardrails in? Because I think that's the only thing missing right now. I like that players can leave. I like that coaches aren't the only ones that are allowed to leave for greener pastures. I like that players are allowed to get their cut of the pie. But I want there to be some guardrails to where it's not just every year the best players move from one school to the next school to the next school, and it hurts the storylines. That's what continuity to me means, is the storylines of the sport. I'm familiar with the journey of these players. They fell just short last year. They picked up a player or two for reinforcements, but the same group is still going to go back out there and try to avenge last season. We don't get that element with the player movement.
Yeah. But here's how I would tweak it at first, and I kind of mentioned it.
Yeah.
NFL went with a rookie salary cap. Go with a freshman salary cap. But with mechanisms in place that if you do have a running back, a quarterback, a defensive back, an edge rusher, somebody that comes in and it's just, hey, they light the world on fire, there's mechanisms in place for them to go up and earn more money. But you don't have freshmen come. I've seen it time and time. Everybody has seen it with their university. You get a 5-star recruit and you're like, oh, this kid should be, you know, is going to change our fortunes as a freshman. But they don't. And maybe they never develop into what that player was supposed to be.
John, some ticket techs on college football and the interest level that you have with the rankings out last night. Texter says, I remember the BCS, 1 versus 2. That was awesome. Then it went to 4. I thought, okay, more opportunity. Now we're at 12 and I'm all for it.
I don't know why you wouldn't, because if you thought that there was a best team, they're still in it. And they still should win it.
Mm-hmm. And it will be more definitive for a large portion.
And you get to see more games.
Like, John, for a large portion of college football's history, the season ended, and we just let a bunch of writers decide who the best team was.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I know. But it was also, hey, the season ended. I mean, it used to end the week before Thanksgiving. And then you had 8 weeks before you had a chance to play a game. Now, yeah, there's still a long layoff, but you have conference championship games, then you have the first round of the playoffs, then you have the second round, then you have the third round. Now you have a championship game. Like, there are there's so many more good games, and we all mourn the loss of the season being over. We do it every year after the Super Bowl. We do it every year for college football fans after championship weekend, but certainly after the playoffs. So why wouldn't you love more good games? The best 12 teams in the country get a chance to play more good games.
Texter says, everyone hating on college football this year is a Michigan fan. That's how upset they are at how the year is going. Another one says, both Michigan and Michigan State fans would be singing a different tune if they were in contention. I feel we'd hear different energy.
I'm a Michigan fan. I'd like to, John Jansen, Michigan fan.
Yes.
I love the way college football, I love the direction of the college football playoffs. Now, okay, part of that conversation is transfer portal, NIL, all that stuff. It needs to be adjusted.
And that's what this person says. They said that could still be worked out, but the playoff itself is a good thing.
It's beautiful.
Yes. This one says, call it what it is. It's NFL light. It's wrapped in a college skin. It's not really college football.
Mm-hmm. So make it more NFL-like in terms of scheduling. Schedule more, I thought we were getting this when the SEC and the Big Ten had their, you know, Tony Petitti and what's it, Sankey? It's not Sankey anymore, is it? Or is it?
No, it's still Sankey.
Yeah, Sankey. When they had their meeting where we thought there was going to be more games between SEC and Big Ten, and maybe there will be, but eventually there needs to be two conferences, like the NFL. There needs to be divisions inside those conferences, so you play more of the teams cross-conference, scheduling becomes easier, and the final product is more reliable.
I understand the point, NFL light, but let's not act like we still don't have rivalry games, trophies, sold out stadiums, cheer, like chants. Think about South Carolina, unranked South Carolina. They got the Enter Sandman. It's at night. They're jam packed. That's college football. That's still happening.
It's a bucket list. I want to experience that.
It's still happening. The traditions, most of the rivalries, I understand not all, but most of the rivalries still exist, and new rivalries are going to be formed. I don't agree that it's like this sanitized NFL light. I understand that with a playoff, it's more like the NFL. Deciding it on the field is more like the NFL, but I don't think those are bad things.
Right.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.